This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
My name is Shatajanand, and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Thursday, that is 16th of January. Well, it was indeed a landmark day for Indian markets as Sensex hit a fresh record high above 42,000 for the first time in history on Thursday, while Nifty 50 inched closer towards 12,400 levels. In fact, Sensex hit a fresh record high of 42,059, while the Nifty 50 hit a life high of 12,389. Now, the Sensex completed the journey from 41,000 to 42,000 in just 36 sessions, led by gains in Tata Steel, which was up 18%, Infosys was up around about 11%, TCS gained 9.6% in the same period. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. BSE Sensex rose 59 points to close at 41,932, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of just 12 points at 12,355. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in realty, consumer durables, healthcare, and telecom stocks, while profit-taking was seen in metal, oil and gas, and public sector. In fact, metal stocks were under pressure after the US-China Phase 1 trade deal. Now, the broader markets did outperform as the BSE small cap and the mid cap indices rose 0.78 to 0.77% respectively. In fact, the Nifty mid cap index outperformed Nifty as it closed at a fresh 7-month high at 17,985, said a CNBC TV 18 report. Now, the Nifty mid cap index gains for the 8th straight day to post the longest gaining streak in 18 months. Now, experts are of the view that the action in the small and the mid-cap space is likely to continue thanks to stable global cues as well as liquidity, but earnings and budget 2020 are likely to dictate the trend in the near term for the markets. Now, top Nifty gainers include Kotak Bank, Zee Entertainment, Nestle India, as well as Eicher Motors. Well, in terms of losers, JSW Steel, Hindalco, NTPC, and Gail India were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's look at the sectors and stocks as well. Sectorally, the action was seen in realty index, which was up 0.97%, followed by the consumer durable index that rose 0.7%, and the healthcare index was up 0.64%. Now, profit taking was seen in metal index that was down 1.39%, followed by the oil and gas index, which fell 0.46%, and the public sector index was down by 0.58%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 400% was seen in stocks like Idea Cellular, Page Industries, Muthoot Finance, Interglobe Aviation, as well as Nestle India. Now, long buildup was seen in stocks like Torrent Pharma, Kerala Healthcare, as well as Torrent Power, while short buildup was seen in stocks like IndusInd Bank, Ramco Cements, as well as Gail India. Now, let's look at the stocks which move the markets based on some sort of news flow. Well, Mahanagar Gas jumped 2% to hit their fresh 52-week high of 1,148. After brokerage firm Credit Suisse initiated coverage on the stock with an outperform rating. Granules India also touched 52-week high of 144.90 as the company board will meet on January 21st to consider a proposal for buyback of equity shares. Now, Camlin Fine Sciences slipped 5% after the company received closure notice from Maharashtra Pollution Control Board. Wockhardt share price gained 5% after the company received regulatory approval for two of its antibiotics. Torrent Pharma share price touched 52-week high ahead of board meeting for fundraising. The stock closed with gains of 1.3%. Now, let's also look at the Nifty 50, how is it placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a doji kind of a pattern on the daily charts. In fact, it witnessed profit taking at high levels around about 12,400. Now, it appears that Nifty is in need of a fresh breakout in either direction to add momentum. However, the twin momentum oscillators generated a fresh signal, which experts say could lead to some bit of sideways movement in the near term. Now, on the downside, weakness shall get confirmed on a close below 12,278 levels, which can provide a shorting opportunity, whereas a positive move beyond 12,389 may extend the rally up to 12,450 to 12,490 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. So, three levels to watch out for on Friday would be 12,278, 12,315, and 12,389. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,500, followed by 12,400, and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 12,200. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.